Hey, this is Russ. I just want to say that very glad to have you in this 31 Days of Blaze. Listen, today I'm seeking the Lord. I'm singing the old hymn, Victory in Jesus. Oh, Victory in Jesus. You know that song? It's all about what Christ came to do at the cross. And so we've talked about a number of subjects, but right now we are 15 days into, well, this dedication of our lives. Surrendering to God, trusting God, letting Him come right into the areas of, pain and sin and failure and other issues. Letting the Spirit of God see what is there, what needs to be gotten rid of, what needs to be added into our lives. And right now, allowing God to bring comfort and grace and mercy and speak into us. Listen, today is all about the Word of God. It's all about what the Word of God can do in our lives. You can't be a believer in Christ at all without the Word of God. How can they believe on whom they've not heard? Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so this is vital for salvation. It is the revelation of God. It is the book that has greater historical, archaeological, and manuscript evidences than any other book in history. Let alone the fact God the Holy Spirit, over a period of 1,600 years, guided 40 different writers, 3 different languages, they came from 3 different continents, to bring about selected revelation. But it's massive. But it's massive. It's the revelation of God, God's character, God's nature, God's will, God's desire, God's actions. It's about the past, it's about the present, it's about the future. It is the sole book given by the Spirit of God. A lot of other religious inspired writings by finite spirits, fallen spirits, the demonic. No question about that. None of which will lead people to God. That's why those writings can't lead people into a personal relationship with God. Do you know what you've got in your hand? You've got the Word of God. You've got the language of the Spirit of God. You've got promises. You've got instruction. You've got revelation. You've got prophecy. You and I have more Scripture than we have ever, ever devoured, ever, ever got into our lives. Let me tell you something, that if you want to grow and be strong in the days of the unprecedented ramping up of the dark side, if you want to grow strong and become powerful in ministry for the glory of God and for the reaching of man and for the destruction of evil, then you're going to have to not only just have devotionals like this. It's good. One scripture is good. A chapter is great, but we've got to go beyond just the devotional. Every day I want a devotion. I want a word from God so that I can, receive again, whether it's being refreshed or getting something new or letting the Holy Spirit show me something, in a new light, giving me more insight. No matter how many years, no matter how deep I've studied, there is so much. This is like a never-ending treasure chest, packed with knowledge, packed with wisdom, packed with revelation, packed with guidance, packed, let alone the fact that these are living words. Did you hear me? These are living words. These are the words that speak, whether you read them or not, that emanate the presence and power, the voice of God, whether you read it or not. Every time you open it, there's a living, supernatural activity. The Scripture is the Word of God. Not stagnant, not dead, but alive. Every verse, every word, everywhere in that book. Incredible. Animated. Jesus said in John's Gospel, "The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Did you know that Jesus looked at the Bible as the actual living words of God? That He came to fulfill. That He came to proclaim that he came to add on to the massive New Testament revelation. That he came to use in proclamation for salvation of souls. That he came to use for teaching. That he came to use for defending the truth. That he came to use against the devil himself. Matthew chapter 4. Amazing book. Amazing God. Amazing Savior. Amazing salvation. And just having the privilege to get to the book. Listen, 10 hours of television gets you what? Well, probably brain rot. 10 hours in the Word of God. That's why I'm saying beyond even 10 minutes or 15 minutes or a scripture that I might have here or in, listen, we're going to do future 31 days with topics. We're going to have 31 days on the Holy Spirit, 31 days on the power of God, 31 days on the Word of God, 31 days on evangelism, 31 days on prayer, 31 days on the glory of God and His attributes, 31 days on prophecy. We're going to have this, Lord willing. But I'm saying that you have to pick up your scriptures. And beyond just a scripture, which is good, and beyond the crisis, many Christians, the only time they open their Bible or go seeking God is when crisis occurs. Where are the students of God? Where are those who want to delight in the Lord with all of their heart and dig into the depths of the revelation of God? Where are those who just want to study and pack themselves? So that they can have stuff for future use. So that they can have stuff for ministry to others. So that they can have stuff the Spirit of God can remind them of, you of. You see, the Spirit of God reminds you of what you've got inside you. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians 3. Jesus said the Spirit of God would remind you. It's an awesome thing when I sit and listen to someone preach the Word of God, how the Spirit of God brings other scriptures. Or when I'm studying other scriptures. Or when I'm reading other books in the work that I do. And using the Word of God as the grid of everything as far as truth and reality. The Spirit of God there in discernment, perception. Great interaction. When I touch that Bible and pick it up, I must realize that God will be speaking through every verse. I must realize that this is privilege. That we have strategic intelligence from God about the future. About how to live. Yes, it's the book that can speak to our lives and tell us about sin. Yes. Good. Devil doesn't want to do that. The world doesn't want to do that. The flesh doesn't want to do that. Because they want to kill, steal, and rob and send you to hell. God's revelation shows us what we really are. No more excuses, no more lies, just what we are. We've sinned. We're broken. We've lost the majesty in the original creation. We've tainted ourselves. We've corrupted ourselves. We listened to the lies. We've engaged. But by the blood of the Son of God, by the redemption that Isaiah preached about 700 years before Jesus came, by the power of the resurrection of Christ, new life, eternal life, that was predicted 1,000 years in advance, Psalm 16. Dealing with the end of days, Psalm 2, 3,000 years ago, God is still speaking a living word to the kings of the earth, to the nations, and to the peoples. How much of the Word of God do you have in your life? How much of the power of the Scripture do you have there, these living words? I like what it says in Thessalonians, that they accepted the Word of God, the message, not as the Word of men, but as it actually is the Word of God that is at work, supernaturally operative in those who believe. Listen, devotions daily, it's a must. Crisis when we have, scour the scriptures in the middle of crisis. In the middle of challenge and warfare, scour the scriptures for God to pack you with insight, wisdom. But on a daily basis, be a committed student of God, a student of the Word of God. Get into it, read it, study it, know it again. read it again and again. Go to Psalm 119 and read about how and what the Word of God does. The precepts. The Word of Revelation. The Scripture that can counsel you and revive your heart and bring you the answers and protect you from sin and give you discernment that can open your eyes. May I encourage you to read Psalm 119 today. May I encourage you to read Hebrews chapter 4 about how the Logos of God, the written Word of God, is living and active and sharper than, listen, it is powerful. It is personal. As a believer in Christ, the Spirit of God in absolute infinite wisdom, infinite knowledge, infinite knowing of all things, has laid out all of this purposely selected revelation to be alive and speaking into your life this very day. Oh, don't neglect so great a salvation. Don't neglect so great a Savior. And don't neglect so great a Word of God. Pack yourself, fill yourself, consume and devour and receive the depth of the Word of God. That's right. Go deep and let it go deep in you. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.